SCP-026, After School Retention. Two young men, urban explorers armed with flashlights and cameras, approach a derelict public school on the edge of a small town. The red bricks are crumbling, windows shattered, boards nailed across every opening. One of them whispers that the building was abandoned decades ago, though nobody in the town seems to know the real reason why. He jokes that schools close all the time, but his partner points out how strange it is that no records exist of this one, as if it had been erased. They pull a board free from a window and climb inside. Dust fills the air. The corridors are littered with broken furniture, old textbooks swollen with mildew, and graffiti scrawled across nearly every wall. They choose the right wing, pushing open a classroom door. The room looks almost preserved. Desks neatly arranged, a chalkboard covered in half-finished notes from a mathematics lesson. On the teacher's desk rests a shriveled apple, long dried but oddly untouched by insects. Unsettled, they step back into the hallway. One of them swears the graffiti on the opposite wall has changed. Different words, a different style. His partner dismisses it as nerves. They climb a stairwell, counting the steps aloud. The staircase feels endless, as if they have been climbing for minutes. When they finally emerge, they find themselves on the second floor again, not the third. The explorers begin to panic. No matter which direction they turn, the geometry refuses to make sense. A hallway stretches for an impossible distance before collapsing into a broom closet. A stairwell loops downward only to rise again into the same corridor. Each time they return to the classroom, the writing on the chalkboard has changed. Now it reads only a single phrase. The children used to sing. They decide to leave. But every hallway bends back on itself. Doors lead to nowhere. When they finally stumble upon the exit, one of the explorers realizes his partner has vanished. Terrified, he retraces his steps and discovers him asleep at a desk inside the chalkboard classroom. No amount of shaking will wake him. Dragging his unconscious friend toward the exit, he discovers the doors locked tight. Just as he begins to scream for help, two men in black suits appear, calmly unlocking the doors and escorting both men out into the cold night. The survivor would later be interviewed by the Foundation. His friend never woke again.
SCP-026 is an abandoned school building condemned after repeated reports of impossible spatial changes. Both staff and students once complained of hallways growing or shrinking, stairways containing inconsistent numbers of steps, and classrooms vanishing only to reappear elsewhere. The Foundation first suspected mass hallucination, but robotic probes confirmed that the geometry physically alters in real time. Graffiti is not stable. Words fade and reappear in different wings of the school. Chalkboards function the same way, sometimes displaying lessons appropriate for teenagers, other times advanced scientific theories far beyond what any teacher in the town could have written. The phrase, "the children used to sing," appears frequently, though its meaning remains unknown. Objects with text, books, notepads, official documents, gradually lose all writing once brought inside. Within hours, the words reappear scrawled across walls or chalkboards. The process is irreversible. The most disturbing phenomenon is the presence of sleeping individuals. Foundation teams have discovered unconscious people inside the building, some of whom were former students or teachers who went missing years after the school had already closed. These individuals appear younger than their real ages and wear outdated uniforms. They cannot be woken while inside. When carried outside, they briefly regain consciousness, appear confused, and then expire within minutes due to sudden dehydration. Their bodies decompose at an accelerated rate, crumbling within hours. Even more troubling, certain personnel and D-class have vanished from custody outside the school, only to reappear asleep within SCP-026. The mechanism by which this occurs remains unknown. Those who fall asleep inside SCP-026 report identical dreams once removed. They sit in a classroom restored to perfect condition. The walls are clean, the desks polished, the lights bright. The teacher ignores them. A bell rings, but no one moves. Everything is silent. The dream is monochrome, except for the dreamer's hands. With each recurrence, it takes longer for the dreamer to realize they are dreaming, and their hands appear more gray, as if the color is being drained away. Containment procedures involve keeping all entrances sealed with boards and alarms to prevent unauthorized access. Despite this, local teenagers occasionally break inside, and some have gone missing entirely. Foundation patrols recover civilians when possible, though the risk of permanent disappearance remains high.
SCP-026 is currently classified as Euclid. Its true origin is still uncertain. Some researchers theorize the building exists simultaneously in multiple states of time, trapping fragments of students and staff across decades.
Others suspect a psychic phenomenon tied to the phrase, "the children used to sing." Whatever its nature, SCP-026 remains a place where time, memory, and reality themselves begin to decay, just like the school walls crumbling into dust.